Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.10, God in the Day-to-Day, Serving. Before we get into the topic of serving, I want to apologize to all the engineers, mathematicians, accountants, and others in the audience who deal with numbers. The way I've numbered these episodes is, well, it's just terrible. There's no excuse for it. You'd never know that I was a math minor in college and spent my first 6 years after college working as a software engineer. In case you somehow missed it, what I called episode 1.1 9 weeks ago should have been episode 1.01. Episode 1.2 should have been episode 1.02, and so on. Because I didn't do that, the number of this episode, 1.10, is numerically identical to episode 1.1. I'm really angry with myself for this. I hope you can forgive me. I promise not to make the same mistake when we get to January and start the second series of episodes. Okay, let's talk about serving. The Bible passage for this episode is 1 Peter 4, 8-11. I'll read from the English Standard Version, the ESV. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. When I cover the topic of serving in 52 Weeks of Strength for Men, I talk about my mom and how her life exemplified service. I'd love to give you the highlights, but I know that if I try, this entire episode is going to end in tears. I wrote that part of the book on the plane ride home after her memorial service, and I'll cry if I attempt to read it, any of it. So I'll leave it to you to get the book and read it on your own. What I'll do instead in this episode is, you guessed it, talk about a character from a movie. In this case, it's my favorite movie of all time. It's a true story of a man whose life showed how to serve, as Peter describes in the passage I just read, using your God-given gifts and being a good steward of God's varied grace. The film is Chariots of Fire. It profiles two sprinters who represent the United Kingdom in the 1924 Paris Olympic Games. Oh my gosh, that was 100 years ago. The two men are Harold Abrahams and Eric Little. Both train and compete fiercely. Both are driven to succeed, but their motivations are wildly different. Abrahams is a Jew who runs with a chip on his shoulder because he faces prejudice everywhere he turns. But his primary motivation is the fact that his entire identity rests in how he performs on the track. Little is a Scottish Christian who runs to glorify God. When his father visits, he encourages Eric to do this.
You're a very lucky young man, Eric. You're the proud possessor of many gifts, and it's your sacred duty to put them to good use.
That's right. Run like we know you can, strong and true. The mission cannot but gain by your success. What we need now is a muscular Christian to make folks sit up and notice.
How good are you, Eric?
Sandy reckons he'll run for Scotland before the month's out. And after that, the sky's the limit.
Meaning what?
The Olympic Games, maybe.
Eric, you can praise the Lord by peeling a spud if you peel it to perfection. Don't compromise. Compromise is a language of the devil. Run in God's name. And let the world stand back in wonder.
But the fact that Eric devotes so much attention to running gets him into hot water with his sister Jenny. That's because their dad is a missionary, and Jenny believes that competing in track meets and even competing in the Olympic Games is distracting Eric from his true calling, following in his father's footsteps as a missionary in China.
Training, training, training. All I ever hear is training. Do you believe in what we're doing here or not?
Look, Jenny, I'm sorry. I was late. I apologize.
That's all very well, Eric.
Look, I said I was sorry.
To me, it's not me you've insulted.
Where were you, bother? The Lord will not feel slighted at the missing of our bus.
Yes, Eric, you missed a bus, but why? Your mind's not with us anymore, son. It's full of running and starting and medals and pace. Your head's so full of running, you've no room for standing still.
Jenny, Jenny, Jenny. Don't fret yourself.
I do fret myself, Eric. I'm frightened for you. I'm frightened for what it all might do to you.
Eric explains to his sister why he needs to compete in the Paris Olympics.
I've decided. I'm going back to China. The missionary service have accepted
me. Oh, Eric. Oh, I'm so pleased.
But I've got a lot of running to do first. Jenny. Jenny, you've got to understand. I believe that God made me for a purpose. For China. But he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. To give it up would be to hold him in contempt. You were right. It's not just fun. To win is to honor him.
Eric's training includes competing in various races throughout the British Isles. At some of these events, spectators are invited to return that evening to hear Eric speak. His success and the fame that comes with it give him opportunities to share the gospel. Both Abrams and Little qualify for the premier sprint event at the Paris Olympics, the 100-meter dash. But when Little learns that the qualifying heats for the race take place on a Sunday, he refuses to compete in the event. Newspaper headlines show him choosing God over country. On the day of those qualifying heats, the film shows Little reading from Isaiah 40 at a Church of Scotland worship service in Paris. As he reads, runners are shown competing in the Olympic Stadium, and Abrams is shown losing the 200-meter final and being berated by his coach.
My text this afternoon is taken from Isaiah, chapter 40. Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket and are counted as the small dust in the balance. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing. Vanity. He bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as a vanity. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary.
Juvenile!
I know, sir. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no strength, he increaseth might. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Little ends up competing in the 400-meter dash, an event for which he has not trained. He makes the finals. Just before that race, the film shows American sprinter Jackson Schultz, who contributed to and advised the film's production, handing Little a handwritten note. The note reads, "Mr. Little, it says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck, Jackson Schultz." That's an excerpt from 1 Samuel 2:30. Against all odds, Little wins the 400. Just before the final credits, Chariots of Fire has these words on the screen. Eric Little, missionary, died in occupied China at the end of World War II. All of Scotland mourned. During the last two decades of his life, Eric Little was a missionary in China. Before that, he was a missionary in Scotland, and in England, and in France, and wherever he went. When he was a young man, Little received a special gift from God. God made him fast. And Little used that gift to serve others as a good steward of God's grace. Later in life, Little used other gifts to serve. Through it all, to the end of his life, he served by the strength that God supplied, so that in everything, God would be glorified. God has blessed you with certain gifts. When you make the most of those gifts and you use them to serve others, you honor God, and God honors you in return. Next week, I'll talk about suffering. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.